Welcome to the Maria Heller Show. On the net since 2000 and still going strong. If you feel like you're not getting the real news, if you feel like you're not connected spiritually, you have found your home. Maria covers a wide range of topics as only a snarky New Yorker can. Straight up, no chaser. No censorship, no corporate sponsors, thus true freedom of speech. Your subscription gives you unlimited access as a member of the smartest audience on earth. Relax and enjoy the education. Now here's Maria.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to the show. Today we have Bev Conover, the publisher and editor of Intrepid Report, back on the show due to popular demand. So I'm happy to have Bev on the day after Election Day. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning, Maria.
Have you been watching the election results come in?
Well, so far, all I have watched is mainly Virginia and Kentucky. I was digging around last night trying to get results from other places and no luck.
Oh, well, I was posting them as they were coming in on Facebook.
Well, I think Mississippi, the Republican won again, right?
Well, it's Mississippi, but I was surprised over, it was a nice surprise to see Kentucky and Virginia. But, you know, even here in Tucson, a beautiful young Latino Democrat won for mayor of Tucson.
So, yeah, that I did see.
Right. And then you had that woman who had flipped Trump off, who lost her job because of it. I don't know if you remember that meme went viral of her. She was on her bike riding alongside his limo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, she ran for office and she won last night. And people say she won the council seat in the district where Trump has one of his golf courses. So I've been laughing out loud since last night. I talked to my daughter this morning, and she's like, I don't know anybody that can get so excited or pay attention or do the amount of work you do for no money. She says, like you do. She says, it depresses the crap out of me, and I don't even want to pay attention to it.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's just... Oh, what can I say?
Well, now this morning, of course, Bevin wants a recount. Some people are saying there is no recount in Kentucky. But it looks like they might change the law to make sure they can do a recount.
Because... I think they were saying last night, because I had MSNBC on, because they drive me to drink, too.
Right.
That I think he has to go to court to get a recount. Don't hold me to that, but I think that's what they were saying.
Right. But has there ever been a sore loser party like the Republican Party? You know, when I hear recount, I go right back to Florida in 2000 and the mess that became. And then we had the Supreme Court to thank for putting Bush into office.
Oh, God. So. Honey, it's been downhill. I'll never forget the day Jerry Ford pardoned Nixon. And my husband looked at me and he said, it's all downhill from here. Boy, was he right.
Right, exactly. Well, let me ask you this. What do you think the chances are of Trump getting a pardon?
You know, I'm not going to put any money on it. They just had that Jim Jordan on... That blathering his brains out, you know, there's no quid pro quo. Everybody says there's no quid pro quo.
Well, why don't they call it what it is? Extortion. Extortion and bribery. You know, I mean, even Sondland all of a sudden had his memory refreshed by the other people that were testifying and admitted that there was a quid pro quo.
Yeah, right, because he doesn't
want
to go to jail for perjury.
Right, I guess, you know, Trump was worth $1 million for him to donate, but not enough to go to jail.
Oh, I'm telling you, we are in such a mess. I mean, I'm sorry, I have to keep laughing.
Well, if you
I mean, it's just an utter, utter mess.
Well, and all it took was this lunatic getting into office. I mean, it's been 3 years of hell, so I just read right before the show that Adam Schiff announced that the public hearings are going to start on Wednesday, next week. So I think the United States might actually run out of popcorn for the first time ever.
Oh, Well, you know, the the Republicans are trying to get Jim Jordan on that House committee.
Right.
And I was reading an article yesterday that Nancy Pelosi can block that. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you know, but everybody's ignoring
the people are being fed such garbage from the corporate media. I don't know where they're coming from.
Oh, I agree.
Right now, they're supposed to be in favor of impeachment, and the numbers keep changing about convicting him after the impeachment. I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. And then you've got Republicans out there who are pumping up the idea of civil war.
Well, you got religious fanatics out there also saying that they'll have a civil war. The Christians are going to go out murdering people.
I don't know.
What do you think about Paula White, who's now on the taxpayer's dollar, the fake, phony pastor, who said that if Trump doesn't get reelected, they're going to ban the Bible in this country?
The stuff that comes out of their mouths is so preposterous. The big problem is we are losing our freedoms. And this is not, the corporate media is not talking about this.
Well, there's a lot of things they won't talk about.
I mean, you got poor Assange, they're killing him in a British prison. You just had Max Blumenthal arrested. I mean, what is going on here? Where are the people?
Well, there's all kinds of huge protests for resign and impeach that are happening in the country every Saturday.
They don't cover that. They do not cover that.
Well, Bernie has the same complaint that the media ignores him and what he's doing in the polls, just like they did in 2016. So, you know, they keep pushing Joe Biden. Joe Biden, I think he'd be the worst choice ever.
Oh, God.
Yeah. First of all, he seems as senile.
And they're doing everything they can do to not that she's a winner when she says she's a capitalist to the bone. Is that how she phrased it,
right.
Elizabeth Warren? I mean, we're not going to get much, but at least can we have something a little bit better?
It'd be nice to have something, some normalization. You know, most Americans are complaining, and I feel the same way. We have politics now 24/7. You know, it's become like an arena event watching the news.
Yeah, but they're not. What they're reporting is selective. They're not reporting about all the horrible things that Trump and company are doing. Taking away, he wants to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. How much has that been reported?
Right. Well, if you don't see it on social media, you just don't see it.
And he doesn't want to help California. You know, it's all the governor's fault because they didn't rake the forest. And most of the fires are not in the forest.
Exactly. And he can't say he doesn't want to help California when it's federal land.
Oh.
But he's an idiot, and he's... I call him an enemy of all life on Earth. You see how he's reversed so many environmental laws?
My God.
The EPA is...
What's left?
The EPA is destroying everything. You know, he's voting against Endangered Species Acts. To me, he's the enemy of all life on Earth. And
is this true? Well, a whole bunch of them are. His agriculture secretary, Sonny Perdue, is telling the little farmers that they can go to hell.
Exactly.
It's time for them to get out of the way.
Exactly.
What is that? It is such madness. And then his beautiful wall, and now on the Mexican side, they're buying $100 saws to saw right through it.
Well, you heard what Chunk said the solution was, right? He says, of course, anything can be cut through, he said. So they cut a chunk out. We just put the chunk back.
Yeah.
This is the president of the United States, who must have an IQ of about 15.
I don't know if he's even that high.
I don't know either. I know rocks that are smarter than he is. But, you know, it's good to watch him go down. You know, I think about so many people that I've argued with over the past, not even 3 years, but since his campaign started. Some of them were people I respected. I respected their body of work, etc. And from the beginning, I told them, you are on the wrong side of history. And I could never put them back on my show. And I wonder, how do they feel today looking at the results of the man who promised everything and delivered nothing?
Well, what I see from some of them, they're still behind him.
Well, that's their problem. That's the way I see it. But they'll never be back on this show for sure. You know, I wanted to ask you, since unfortunately you do live in Florida, how do you feel about Trump becoming your neighbor?
I'm far enough away from him. I feel badly for Palm Beach County. I have to ante up all the money to protect the SOB.
All right, and he doesn't deserve any protection. I see his son, Junior, this morning blabbed out the name of the supposed whistleblower. And Russia, and supposedly Russia's media took off with it.
I haven't seen that yet. What name did he get? Well, I don't know if you want to repeat it.
Well, you know, it's the same name I've seen floating around. It's a long Italian-looking name that starts with a C and ends with an A. Supposedly a 33-year-old CIA agent. But the interesting thing is that Russia's media picked up on it right away. So now people are saying that Don Jr. doesn't deserve to have any Secret Service protection. I mean, I remember listening to so many World War II veterans who always used that expression, loose lips sink ships. And we have a president who constantly has loose lips and puts out information.
Oh, yeah.
Even with that little hero dog giving out the dog's name, which they say is illegal. I mean, even dogs aren't safe from this guy.
Colbert had fun with that last night.
Oh, Colbert was great. He had that great song, New York City, saying goodbye to Donald Trump. I'm actually going to air it on my show tomorrow because I think it's so fabulous. Listen, I grew up in New York. I grew up in New York the same time Trump was there. Trump is only 3 years.
Well, I lived so close to New York after I left the city.
Right.
Oh, no, we knew about Trump.
Absolutely. I mean, he's just 3 years older than me, even though he looks like he's 100 years older. But we all knew what a scumbag he was, what a slumlord he was, what a criminal he was, what a buffoon he was. I mean, the list goes on and on. I think it was, Jesus, I wanted to think of which mayor it was that said he wouldn't believe anything Trump said if his tongue was notarized.
But again, you have to lay this on the corporate media. What did they do? They basically gave him hours upon hours upon hours of free advertising.
And they're still doing it. Do you remember when Obama wanted to give a major speech and they told him he had to pay the networks for them to air it?
Well, MSNBC has stopped airing most of those. So I look at CNN every now and then. I suppose I should hold my nose because I have never looked at Fox News.
Oh, well,
I should see what exactly they're doing.
I like to flip when I look. I don't have either news station at home, but when I'm at the gym, I like to flip the channels because here you go to MSNBC and they're covering the impeachment. You flip to Fox and they're talking about, you know, how to bake a cake or the vaping crisis, anything but the impeachment.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, the only one I used to watch on Fox News was Shep Smith, and we know he got the axe and walked away. And now several other people are walking away because they no longer want to work for a company, they said, that doesn't pay attention to facts.
You have Sinclair, which is very right-wing, who has been buying up how many of the local stations now and then handing the people commentary that they have to read online. You had a few quit over that. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to the newspapers, you have that Gateway that is buying up all the local papers. So, I mean, what are people going to do? Where are they going to get the information that they can process and think about and come to conclusions?
Well, they can get that information on your site and my site. And maybe three other ones, maybe three other ones. But that's about it, because I've seen that shift also in what used to call themselves the alternative media. They're also repeating the same crap that you hear on TV.
I don't know. It's
It's interesting.
It's such a mess.
It's interesting days indeed. Interesting. What did you think about? Let's go to Halloween, okay? Halloween, Trump and his wife don't even know how to hand out candy to kids.
Oh, that was something.
Okay, that's number one. But then how about them having the kids build the wall?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of mental stuff is this? This even Hitler, I don't think, did that with the Hitler youth.
But they are brainwashing the kids everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the schools, you can't have anything that's controversial anymore. They got in the colleges, students psyched up. They don't want anything said that's going to upset somebody. I mean, what the heck is going on?
Right. I mean, kids are getting suspended for wearing cornrows to school. All right. So you have, I also saw some protests and some signs, we don't want your theocracy. And I think this is a very important issue that nobody wants to cover. I remember when I first started on my show 20 years ago, one of the first stories I covered was dominionism and how the Christian right wants to set up theocratic law in this country. Now we have...
I've been working on that.
Right. Now we have all these demons in the White House posing as Christians, laying hands on Trump. And Paula White, who's, you know, got a fake doctorate in religion, who's a con woman who bankrupted her own church. And I don't know if you saw that Trump and Paula White wanted to create a mega church together.
Yes. Trump, who doesn't set foot in churches hardly.
Right. I would think the walls would come down. But what happened to separation of church and state? What about all these crazy judges he's putting into place?
Oh, Maria, I don't know where this is going. I really don't know.
Well, you know,
it's like fascism is upon us.
Well, would you think that Trump getting impeached or resigning would solve the problem?
No, not till the money is Citizens is overturned and the money faucets are turned off. And let's face it, capitalism has to go. And who's going to do it? Especially when somebody like Elizabeth Warren comes out about that she's a capitalist to the bone.
Right. Well, she could also just be bullshitting to get the vote.
I mean, the one good thing that she has, and they're doing everything to destroy that, is her Medicare for All. And she told them how to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we live in an ignorant country that doesn't understand. I mean, she could put out her plan as easily as she wants to, but people are ignorant. They don't want to read. They just want to, you know, repeat the same chants that they hear everybody else saying.
Basically, who likes their private health insurance?
No one.
I have my cousins again fishing around trying to find something halfway decent. And what do? They get caught up in these damn networks.
Right.
And if you go to a hospital, it's not in the network. Oh, boy. Right. Another disgrace is the private ambulance, the helicopters.
Right.
Services. People are getting bills for, I saw an article, over $100,000. For a trip to a hospital in one of those medevacs.
Listen, one of my friends had a heart attack in the town I live in. The town I live in, if you drive, is 1 hour away from Phoenix. If you drive, they air-vacced him to the hospital in Phoenix, which was probably a 10-minute ride. They sent him a bill for $7,000. I told him you could have taken that $7,000 and flown around the Grand Canyon for a month sightseeing instead of that. And you know what? Before they send the bill, they sent him a letter warning him that the price would be very high and that if he had a problem paying it, they would be open to negotiating payments.
Nice.
So he had no idea even what the bill would be, but they actually sent out a pre-warning. Like, in other words, don't have another heart attack when you open the envelope.
Oh.
So this is the state of, listen, we have medicine
but
for profit.
This is the stuff that they should be reporting, the corporate media.
Right.
This is the stuff. So people get a grasp of what is going on.
Mm-hmm. Listen, many years ago when I was a young woman, I actually worked for about 20 years in the insurance business. And I can honestly tell you, all those years ago, which is like 50, okay, no one liked their insurance company. It doesn't matter what company, what type of insurance it was. Whether it was health insurance, car insurance, house insurance, didn't matter, okay? No one said, oh boy, I have the best insurance company. I don't want to ever give this up. So when you look at, you know, all this, and that sickens me in the debates. Look how much time they waste in these debates arguing over the same topic every single debate, you know, Medicare, and they're attacking each other. I mean, we already got that message. You know, what else are they going to talk about? And why are all those people still on stage? That's another question.
Well, you know, the business about it, the employer is providing you with insurance. That doesn't mean that the employee is not paying anything. Mm-hmm. They're paying into those plans. How many employers are given 100% now where the employees don't pay into it?
They're not.
Then they got co-pays. Then they've got deductibles.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, oh.
I agree. And
then
the
employer is stuck with all this paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, if you looked at it logically, by having Medicare for all, you got one payer. Doctors don't have to have a ton of people doing paperwork for God knows how many different insurance plans,
right,
and whether they accept them or not. I mean, it's...
Listen, I did a whole show on...
Americans are sick.
Right. I did a whole show on single payer years ago where the guy explained everything about it, and it would actually be cheaper.
Yes.
In this country, they only care about you until you're born. But once you're born, you're on your own.
Well, you've noticed.
And you know what? Because
love the fetus, but hate the child.
Right. And let's not leave out the 5,500 children that were ripped from their parents that are still disconnected from their parents.
And they don't even bother about that anymore. And there's hardly a word about that.
Right. That story went away. But, you know, you mentioned NBC a little earlier. And I just got the story for tomorrow's news show about that reporter at NBC who said that she had the story on Jeffrey Epstein years ago. But Alan Dershowitz and the Royals made sure that NBC squashed that story. So it's the same catch and kill Ronan Farrow's talking about, the same catch and kill Jesse Ventura talked about on my show. So, you know, you look at Alan Dershowitz, he's an avid Zionist. You know he was getting more than just a massage at Orgy Island. And he had these people, these powerful, rich people, control everything, including what the media will and will not publish.
Exactly.
So you can go to the National Enquirer, did the same thing. Supposedly, they destroyed all kinds of stories about Trump that they were also holding on to. So, you know,
it's called catch and kill.
Right. So, you know, Americans have to, you know, wake up. And this is, you know, something I've been saying for so many years. Why would you pay to have that garbage come into your house? You know,
I don't know.
When they can support sites like yours, like mine, like, you know, the few others that I recommend, very few, the number gets fewer every year. It's a sad thing to say, Bev, but I remember when, you know, you and I had a lot of company, okay? But they all seem to have drank the Kool-Aid, and I can't recommend them anymore, you know?
Maria, that's one reason I have never set up a nonprofit, because I know if you get money from so-called foundations, you're going to be caught.
I agree. I agree. And soon, well, you know, that's one thing I've always prided myself on, is not taking any corporate money, not having any corporate ads, on just putting out the truth. You know, it would be nice if more people appreciated that, but maybe we're not here for everybody. You know,
but some people don't understand. I hate to mention names, but the last big plea for money came from Counterpunch. You know, and they got the line on there that this is tax deductible. I want to know how many people today even get to a Schedule A.
Right, right. I agree. And well, listen, I mean, if you're a nonprofit, you're supposed to be non-political. So that's another reason why I never even considered it, even though people have told me to do it. And I'm like,
yes,
but it
I
seems...
thought of that, too, that I don't want any part of that right. being dictated to or getting in trouble because of something I have published.
Right, but you see the
and
churches...
I don't want to be captive to them.
Right, but you see the churches, the NRA, the NFL, you know, all these places are tax exempt. How does that happen? These people are making billions of dollars.
You know, there was a time when it was illegal for a corporation to give money to a political candidate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
You remember that?
I do. That's before corporations became people. Wasn't that one of Mitt Romney's deals?
Well, you know, until the latest of the damn Supreme Court rulings with Citizen, the thing about corporations being people goes back to was 18 something. I can't think of the title of the lawsuit now. It was over railroads. And it was the Supreme Court's clerk who put a little footnote at the bottom of the court's ruling about corporations being people. That was never, at that point, okayed by the Supreme Court.
And then they did. Listen, the whole Supreme Court, I mean, now they're talking about because Trump's appeal not to release his tax returns, which he said every day of his campaign he would do, there's now talk that it's going to go to the Supreme Court. Do you think the Supreme Court would even listen to a case when two other courts have already very clearly said that he has to release his tax returns?
I don't know what the court is going to do. I never try to outguess the court. However, I've heard opinions from some people saying, no, the court will not. The court will probably just throw the case out.
Well, if they throw the case out, doesn't that mean New York wins and they have to show the returns?
That means he has to ante them up.
Right.
I saw an article the other day about how much he may have diddled them, I guess talking to his accountants or somebody speaking for the accountants. They have a feeling that after the accountants did the returns, he went and diddled with them. I mean, look at New York. How many different things has he, tax documents and that has he put out about his assets? Some places where he's got loads of money,
right.
Other places where he has hardly any money.
Right. I would say that it'll show that he doesn't have money and that all
of
his
loans... Oh, I don't think he has money.
I think it'll...
He's got debt. He's got, I've read over $300 million in debt.
But he's always been that way. You know, he's gotten away when his casino was failing. The people that had a vote against him let him slide, maybe because everybody's afraid of the big bully. But had they taken him down then, there's no way he would have been even able to run for president. But, you know, for whatever reason, this guy's life...
Well, he lost three casinos in Atlantic City. Not just one.
Right.
It was three he destroyed.
Well, you know, I saw a story today. I think it's his Chicago Trump Tower that's losing money like crazy. They can't get anybody to rent the retail spaces in it, you know, the little tchotchke shops. New York is
trying to sell his lease on the one in Washington.
Right. Well, from what I understand, he's got three liens against the one in D.C. So, you know, his move to Florida, he says, is about taxes. And as Cuomo said...
Well, Florida has no income tax. And in Florida, your house is safe. It cannot be taken from you under any circumstances.
Well, I mean, that could be part of it.
Right there.
Right. But I would doubt that, you know, he knows how unpopular he is in New York. There's no way New Yorkers want him or any Trumps in New York. So, you know, there's so many reasons, but some people are positing that he might think that this is how the Southern District of New York can't go after him if he's in Florida. I don't understand
that. I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure they can and that they will. So be only fitting for New York to be the ones to take him down. That would just make me so happy. I'd be happy all over my face. That's what we used to say in Brooklyn. Anyway, Bev, let's take a little short break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Monica Sepulveda of Wake Up with Maria and Monica. You can hear our show every third Tuesday. And we give you tools, solutions, and the way to change your life forever. Each morning, you can either choose fear, worry, hate, anger, or you can just choose love, which balances everything and changes the trajectory of your life. Maria's show is so amazing. You need to tell another person. For the small amount of money that you pay for a subscription and the value that you receive in return with her guests who are unmatched, with her wisdom, with her reports of what's happening on this planet, how to change it, and with that sense of humor, oh my gosh. Her Reiki sessions blow my mind. Every time she has sent me some Reiki, it works. I heal. And I'm just blown away by this old soul, Maria. I'm glad to call her my friend. I hope that you book a session with her for a Reiki session or for a reading because you will not be disappointed. But most important, tell a friend about her show. Take care and make it a great day. It's a choice, you know. Bye.
Okay, welcome back to the show. I'm speaking with Bev Conover, editor, publisher of the Intrepid Report. There's a live link right here. Her work has and always is excellent and deserves your support, so go check it out. Support the few real patriots, I think, that are left in this country because I don't know what happened to the rest of them. Maybe the pod people took them over. But it's really terrible because I see so many people have ruined their entire career over this lunatic in office. You know,
I don't know.
And now you look
at... people are having a lot of mental problems and that over this, so...
Maybe they're...
I won't let them do that to me. I refuse.
Yeah, me too. But I am. I got to tell you, I'm sick and tired. I mean, it's anytime you put the TV on, Trump is on TV. He's like a TV president, a TV Twitter president.
Yeah. He stands out in front of the White House and screams at the reporters over the whoop, 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 whoop of the helicopters. I mean, it's brilliant.
I think Colbert does that good.
Secretary, press secretary, she's worse than... Sarah Huckabee, as I always called her, Sanders.
Right, but we haven't had a real press conference in, a year now?
No.
Not that they were worth anything before. It was
nothing but lies and bullshit.
They might as well have stopped them. It was one less time to have to look at her and her mini whatever that actress was, pearls, because I'm, sick of it. But yeah, I hear you. It's like everybody puts on this administration. It's either a pedophile, a drunk, a plagiarist, a con man. I mean, they all fit right in, including his new press secretary.
Oh, there was an article last night about how the morale at the State Department's in the basement with Pompeo. And they say it was worse than, enough when Tillerson was there.
Right.
Well, you got people walking out of their jobs. They can't take it.
Well, what do you think about Pompeo calling Hannity on Fox News to get directions? I mean, come on. These people are just talking heads. Hannity, like Carlson, are certainly not journalists. And yet I see people, especially overseas, that think that Tucker Carlson is a great journalist.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, what? Do people even know that Saudi Arabia owns a huge percent of Fox News?
I have no idea.
I mean, do they care? It's like, does anybody care? Does anybody, remember that old song, does anybody really know what time it is? That's what this world feels like. It's like Groundhog Day every day. I will enjoy the next year of watching Trump go down, try to defend himself against multitudes of lawsuits.
You know,
I mean, one attorney actually
have decent voting systems.
Oh, that's
they
the
can
truth.
Be easily manipulated.
I know. I agree. God, we've covered that for 20 years on the show.
I know. We still haven't gotten any.
No, and all the money put aside.
Instead of dumping all the computers right. and going back to hand-marked and hand-counted paper ballots. Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Right. And
you know, Trump owns a voting system.
His daughter got patents for voting systems out of China.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, to him, there's no quid pro quo. Listen, Trump was born asking what's in it for me. All right, that's his total MO. That's the story of his life. They should put it on his tombstone. You know, what's in it for me? And now you have him, you know, demonizing the people that are testifying against him, like Vindman.
Oh, yeah. We're really going after them.
All right. And threatening to release information he has on Vindman. I mean, this is the craziest stuff. You remember when he first started, he said he only put all the best people in his cabinet. And I got the best generals. Look how handsome they are. They're like movie stars. Do you remember listening to that crazy shit? And then one by one, he fires his generals on Twitter, and then he demonizes them.
Yeah, because he doesn't know them.
Right. So, you know, here we have an administration where everybody's in an acting position. Okay, no one's in there that's qualified or been confirmed.
And I don't know how that is legal.
I don't either.
And I thought an acting secretary could only be acting for a short period of time.
Well, I agree, but yet that's all we have. But you have to also look at, in just the 3 years, how many people he's fired, how many people have quit? At least 50.
We've lost
So you have to look at that and say, who would want to be a part of his administration knowing full well their career will be over if they do that, or they can get fired in a tweet?
I don't know. It's total insanity.
Do you think?
I mean, this is what we're dealing with.
I know.
You look at his eyes. His eyes are really dead.
I know.
The man hardly ever smiles. He's always got a frown on his face.
I know.
And I keep reading that inside the White House, it is just absolute bonkers. He's running it. He is so caught up in this impeachment business. This is all he wants to talk about, all he wants to look at. Of course, he doesn't read, but that's another issue.
Right. But the other thing is, you know, why are we as taxpayers paying for all his campaigning since he started campaigning? He hasn't stopped campaigning.
And he hasn't paid his bills to the places where he went to campaign.
I know. He owes about $1 million. And then when they ask for their money in advance, which they should with a gonif like him, he wants to sue them for asking
right.
for the money.
Right.
I mean, do you ever remember a president holding these rallies like it seems like every other day?
Well, he doesn't do anything else. What does he do?
I don't know. He keeps bragging about how much he's done for the American people, and I see his cult, his fans, posting the same thing, but they never list one actual thing he's actually done because I don't know what he's done.
Well, he doesn't do anything. I guess he doesn't come downstairs until 11 o'clock in the morning, if he does, unless he's going to campaign somewhere.
Right, or playing
golf. What does he do?
Playing an early game of golf.
You know, being president is a very tough, draining job if you really do it.
Right, right.
You can see how much they age over the course of 4 or 8 years.
Yeah, well, I think it was Colbert who said this is the first presidency where the people have aged and not the president.
Yeah.
But look, we have...
Did you like that picture where Colbert had the dog putting the medal on Trump?
Oh, yeah, that was great. I'll tell you what, he does a great job. But, you know, even Seth Meyers, he was interviewed and he said that Trump has changed late-night comedy, where late-night comedy now are really delivering the news instead of comedy. And then you look at the news shows or what passes for news shows, and I scream at the TV like a man does when he's watching a football game. You know, and I'm like, what? This is what they're talking about? I just belted out 100 stories on my show, and this is what they're talking about? But that's what happens. If you take the corporate dollar, I don't give a shit who you are. You could be working for NPR or Democracy Now or PBS. If you take the corporate dollar, you've got a bridle on your tongue.
Exactly. That's why I don't want the corporate dollar. Mm. Maybe I'm stupid. I don't know.
Well, it works for Bernie, you know, to get his $17 or whatever it is from everybody to refuse the corporate horse. I don't know if the same is true of Elizabeth Warren. But like I said at the beginning of this election,
the people are all giving their money to these, I think they are, to these politicians. I mean, one week... I totaled up how many pitches for money I get each day.
Oh, yeah.
And it, over the course of a week, it was almost 200 of them.
A week? You're lucky. I get at least 100 a day. It takes me a good 10 minutes just to clean my email from all their begging things. And no matter how many times I mark it as spam, it just keeps coming back. Oh. It's ridiculous. And I feel like we've been in a constant...
people like us are hurting over this because we're not getting the support we really need.
I know. If I got that kind of support, my show would be, you know, everything in America would change.
And asking people for money.
I don't like asking for money either. That's always been a hang up of mine since I was a kid. So I think it was the way I was raised. You know, you want money, get a job, and you earn it. That was my father's answer. You want a car, get a job, save your money, buy a car. But in truth, I'm glad he was the way he was because it taught me to be independent. You know, my daughter asked me that question at the before the show. Why do you keep doing this? Why? Because she was here and she watched me one day. She watched me do my show and she says, "I don't know how you do it," because she tried doing a podcast once, one a week, and she said it was exhausting. And I said, she says, "Why do you keep doing it? You know, you could be making money. You could be working and making money." And I'm like, who else is going to do it? I'm doing this for your world and my grandchildren's world. I said, you know, I'm not going to be here forever. I said, what's going
to
be left?
You keep trying to give people some information that will spur them to think.
Exactly. Well, you know, I do that with a lot of humor. I mean, I never got to Stephen Colbert's level, but I was doing stand-up for a while and really enjoying it. And then radio came along and ruined that for me. So that's the way I see it, ruined that for me. So when my listeners can write me and say that they were laughing and had such a ball listening to me do the show, I have to give it out with humor. Because if you don't, like you said to me during the break, if we don't laugh, we would go crazy.
Oh, no, we'll go crazy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've seen this with other people. Mm-hmm. They're so upset. I had a friend call me up one day. She says, "You're the only person I can talk to. I'm going crazy here." So I kept telling her, I said, "Look, just calm down. Mm-hmm. Keep laughing."
Right. Well, they have this Trump derangement syndrome, the Trump depression syndrome. Shrinks all around the country saying they're seeing more and more people depressed because of the politics. Mm-hmm. I don't ever remember anything like that in my life, no matter who was president. Do you know?
Well,
even
Bush Jr. was bad enough.
Yeah, but people weren't suicidal and running to shrinks because Bush was in office.
No.
You know? And who would ever think we would end up with something worse than him? You know how many times I intersperse Bush for Trump when I'm giving out the news? So it's like it just brings me back to really dark days in this country. And
you
how
know,
about...
Funny. We had a joke. A friend of mine worked for a daily newspaper, and he had some awful editors. And one day he came in and he says, "The editors quit." And I looked at him and said, "Hey, Dick, don't get too excited because the next one could be worse. Guess what?"
Guess...
The next one was worse.
Well, sometimes...
I know that's cynical, but...
Right. Well, let me ask you this, because my daughter asked me on the phone this morning. She said, "You know, what do you think of Andrew Yang?" And I said, "I like Andrew Yang." I said to her, "But to be realistic, he doesn't have a chance." I says, "He's smart."
No, I don't like him.
I says, "He's smart. He's young. He's Asian. He's got his finger on the tech pulse." I says, "He hasn't got a chance in the world." And the Democrats need to get rid of at least six more of those people. I mean, these debates are a waste of time. I don't know if you watch them, Bev, but I just feel like my soul is being sucked out of me for the 3 hours I'm watching that.
No, I do not like Andrew Yang. He got another, millionaire, billionaire there, businessman. No, mm-mm.
Well, I mean, if I could understand young people, listen, we got to have people that know their job. I would like to have somebody in charge of cybersecurity that doesn't have to take his iPhone to the Genius Bar to have it unlocked like Rudy Giuliani did.
But, you know, we're up against lesser evils, all of them, a whole bunch of them.
Oh, it's always the case. Every year, every election since Kennedy.
What was it? Glenn Ford said about Obama, the more effective evil. No. Of the mob.
Listen, I pine.
I like Bernie, and I doubt it they'll give it to him.
Well, I like Bernie, too. And look, he's getting the short shrift again.
Warren.
Well, I think Elizabeth Warren and Bernie would be a great ticket together, but I doubt they would want to run together.
Oh, Wall Street doesn't want Warren.
Well, I'm sure they don't want Bernie either.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know, it's interesting to see how far Pete Buttigieg is getting because he's usually third.
And
in
I don't like him.
Well, he's got some issues, but I like him a whole lot better than the rest. You know, I wasn't sad to see.
I don't like Klobuchar.
I don't like her either. I find her very nasty. I don't care for, you know, Marianne Williamson, who should have dropped out a long time ago.
Oh.
Tulsi Gabbard, who should have dropped out and, you know, stayed in Hawaii with her fascist father.
Well, you know, Tulsi's got other issues that hardly get reported.
Mm-hmm.
She's a member of some crazy cult church. In Hawaii.
Well, yeah, and her father, she helped him pass the same-sex marriage ban. She's also very connected to the wacky political party in India. So, you know, but everybody, Russia. But, you know, I don't want to cover anybody anymore. And I've said this from the get-go. I even said it with Trump. You remember when there were, 16 Republicans running? I said, until I know who the candidate is, I don't want to waste my time investigating these people. Because a lot of them are flash in the pans, like so many of them that already dropped out. You don't even remember their names.
I don't like Harris.
Yeah, I find her very nasty and arrogant, too.
Well, look what she did when she's attorney general in California.
Right, she didn't do any
people.
Well, she didn't do any favors for her own people. Listen, it was the same thing when Obama got elected. I was so conflicted because my son was watching, and it was exciting to see a black person get elected.
Yes.
But I looked.
That was beautiful.
Right. I saw all the black people.
And Obama did have a lovely family.
Right. A normal family. And then I looked at all the black people crying in tears of joy in the audience, and I looked at my son, and I said, this is great, but he's not going to do anything for his own people. I said, that was the case.
What did he really do?
What did he do? It's a good question. And what literally did Trump has managed to undo, you know, the way.
He and Hillary over before Gaddafi, she's sitting there going, we came, we saw, and he died. Ha, ha, ha.
Right.
Oh, God,
right.
I'm telling you.
All right. But, you know, remember when Obama started militarizing the police with all that excess military weapons? How many years did it take?
Well, Clinton did a lot of that too.
Right, but how many years did it take of public outcry for him to finally reverse that? And then Trump comes out at the FOP and says he's going to militarize the cops. So it's like I feel like we're fighting the same arguments over and over again.
Over and over, yes.
Since like 1960.
That's why I say, don't expect too much, even if we get rid of Trump out of this election.
Right.
If we don't get rid of Trump, I don't know if we're going to survive 4 more years.
No, we couldn't. We absolutely couldn't. Listen, one of the things that is like a question all the old people at my gym ask is they're all stymied that with all the enemies Trump has made around the world, that he's still alive. Everybody's like, how is it that no one has assassinated this man yet? I mean, and these are old white men, okay, primarily Republicans. You know, I was sitting watching the news yesterday on one bike. I had this guy next to me who's probably in his 80s. And when he was watching Trump speak, he actually burst out laughing. I mean, everybody just laughs at him because they know he's a buffoon and you can't take him serious. But he's also a dangerous idiot, much more dangerous than George W.
Yes. Yes, and he's got his fingers on the nuclear button.
Right. I mean, listen, I'm the last person that I thought I'd ever hear this sentence come out of my own mouth. But George W. was likable in certain ways. 65%.
No, really?
65% of Americans
say... We used to call them the Bush crime family.
Oh, of course. Listen, we covered them to death.
Ma Bush. I always called her Ma Bush, like Ma Barker.
Right. She was... she's another piece of work. But the truth of the matter is...
What a mess.
The polls, you know, 65% of people don't like Trump personally. And yet they're still willing to defend him and go along with him. What about the Republicans?
Oh, boy, he's going to get rid of the deep state. Didn't you know that?
He is the deep state. You know,
he's going to reel in Israel.
All right. Israel's not too happy with him right now. But, you know, his deep state goes deep, okay? Because I was interviewing, I forget who it was I was talking to. It might have been Donald Jeffries. And it just pops up that Trump's uncle... I think his name was George, was part of what happened to all of Nikola Tesla's private documents. So, you know, you look at the Trumps, like Mike Pence, a lot of people don't know his brother is in office. You know, the Trumps have been part of the deep state for a long time, if you're going to go back to Nikola Tesla.
And he probably doesn't even realize it. What about his sister?
Right, another
one. You don't hear any more about her getting prosecuted for her nonsense, the judge who quit suddenly.
Right, and then what, because you're a judge and you quit, you don't get charged?
Oh, I'm telling you.
And what about, I didn't even know
you
Trump...
You and I would be in jail for the rest of our lives if we did 1% of the stuff that Trump has done.
Well, what if we just said we got a subpoena and just chose not to show up? What would happen?
That's another thing.
What are the Democrats waiting for? All they have to do is put one of them in jail. You know they're all cowards. They would all kowtow immediately.
Well, you can blame Pelosi for that. She's another multimillionaire. You know what side she's on.
Right. Well, you know, yesterday I saw a great meme. It said that every member of Congress that's a millionaire needs to be investigated.
Yeah.
And that's the truth of it. We have taxation without representation.
Exactly. They're running the show, the millionaires, the billionaires.
And that's why I get so excited when I see all these regular people, regular Latinos, blacks, mixes, young, white, women, winning, because we might actually get some representation once we can blow the dinosaurs out of the water.
Oh, God.
I mean, but it's going to take a long time. You and I will be on the other side of this life having a cocktail, floating on a cloud, laughing our asses off. But right now we're here just trying to be good mothers and warning everybody to wake the hell up.
For a number of years, we had a friend who was a super Republican. And I never wanted to argue with him. I just wanted to see what his thinking was.
Oh.
And I would ask him about it. Oh, he would blow up at me. So I'm saying, okay, not worth arguing with these people.
No, save your breath. It's wasted breath. Bev, I can't...
If you ask me why I think like I do, right, I would tell you.
Exactly. Well,
I think... Some of these people think that somehow the riches are going to spill over onto them.
Yeah, the only thing that's going to trickle down on us is a whole lot of shit. That's about it.
I mean, look at the mess.
I know.
That people are making no money. I mean, what are we now, 40, 50 years in the hole on wages?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Same wages as 1970. Any economist will tell
you that. They're going bankrupt over... health care, if they need health care. I mean, they have to work, some of them, two and three jobs.
Right, losing their pensions. I mean, it is
pensions.
Well, if
they were stuck in those 401ks that were never set up and meant to be a pension.
Right. Well, you know, many years ago before he died, Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, he all those years ago said, get your money out of your IRAs. They'll be coming for that next. And he was right.
Well, now supposedly Trump wants to go negative interest rates.
Yeah.
Now you can pay the bank.
Right. So hold your money.
Instead of them paying you to use your money.
I know. He's just a
dog. What we need is a national bank where you don't have to borrow the money from the private banks.
Absolutely.
And then the small interest rate people would pay. The national bank can use that to repair infrastructure, give people decent health care. This is so simple that it's mind-boggling to most people. They can't grasp it.
Right. Well, they're going to have to get it.
Let the post offices once again do banking. Remember, post offices used to do banking.
Right. That would be a win-win. Win for the post office, a win for the people.
But no, we want to privatize the post office.
More craziness.
I don't know. Are Americans masochists or what?
I don't know. Maybe they're just willfully ignorant, Bev. I don't know. Anyway, listen, we're out of time. I can't believe it, but I'll contact you so we can do our show in January when we do our year in review. So who knows what we'll talk about in January. So stay safe.
You have good holidays.
You too, Bev. And stay safe and stay away from Palm Beach.
No, I don't go to Palm Beach. you take care, huh? Thank you for having me on again.
Always a pleasure. Take care, Bev.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Bev Conover, she's been around a long time, longer than I have, and she's the best at what she does, the Intrepid Report. Check it out. Tomorrow I'll be back with the news. Friday, Richie Allen is joining me from the UK, so stay tuned, and thanks for supporting the show.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.